We turn now to a movie about the movies. Tropic Thunder is a highly produced, very expensive spoof that opens today. It features big stars, Ben Stiller, Jack Black, Robert Downey Jr., playing a group of movie stars, making an overbudget war movie. In search of authenticity, the actors go deep into a Southeast Asian jungle and get caught up in a real war with gun-toting drug smugglers.
You guys, we already know the plan. We do it just like in the book.
Yeah, but those dudes was trained soldiers.
And we are trained actors. Time to man up. And I ain't gonna sugarcoat it. Some of us might not even make it back.
What do you mean? Like, not on the same flight?
Tropic Thunder starts with fake trailers introducing us to these coddled Hollywood stars, and then takes us on to the set where they're making their Vietnam epic.
I'm sorry, can we cut?
No, no!
We're still rolling!
What's going on for real? My butt is hurting!
You know what it is?
Damien, I think it's the line.
So now we're in rewrites, right?
Where you going?
Let's rewrite it. X and Jackson can't cry. That's okay. What's going down.
You know what, Kirk? I'm ready to do the scene.
Ben Stiller not only plays a fading action star, he also co-wrote, co-produced, and directs. Stiller says it was sometimes hard to keep track of where the fake movie ended and the real movie began.
Really, the most confusing and sort of not fun scene to shoot was in the beginning of the movie when we've seen the opening battle scene, and then my character is sort of like having this death scene, and my arms are tied behind my back because I have these fake arms on, and my character wants to cut, and we turn the camera around, and you see the whole crew for the first time. So within the movie, I'm asking the director to cut. The director's saying, don't cut, keep rolling. And then as the director of the real movie, I, of course, would have to say cut sometimes. And also, I didn't have my hands to use because my hands were tied behind my back, and I realized how important it is when you're directing to use your hands, or for me, that I gesticulate a lot. So it was a very frustrating few days. You know, instead of cutting, saying, just stop filming. Just say, stop filming. That's what I'd have to say. Really, stop filming. This is Ben talking, stop filming.
I gather you've been working on the movie for a long time. Literally a couple of decades ago you had the idea, but at least 10 years ago you started working on it.
The idea came up for me in 1987, just around the time that the Platoon came out around then, and I was doing a movie called Empire of the Sun. I had a really small part in it, the Steven Spielberg World War II movie.
And you were a prisoner of war.
I was one of, many prisoners of war, and I had maybe like one line in it, but I had to be there the whole time. And so to have that experience and to see a lot of my friends going off and making these war movies and the fake boot camps that they would go off and do, it sort of became a staple of what young actors were doing if they did a war movie. They'd go off with some military advisor and have 2 weeks of being, camping out and getting shot at and learning how to shoot their guns and pretending to be soldiers. And there seems something ironic to me about the idea of the actors come back and talk about that experience and talk about how it changed their lives.
And then there's the actor who's playing a character, Kirk Lazarus,
mm-hmm.
and it's Robert Downey Jr. He's playing an African-American actor, although he's really white.
Right. Downey's playing Kirk Lazarus, who's one of the most respected actors of his generation. He's won 5 Academy Awards.
One for Best Actress, I gather.
And Downey put that in. That's his backstory, that he believes he played a woman in a movie. He wants to challenge himself as much as possible. So in this movie, he's decided to play the African-American Sergeant Lincoln Osiris and actually have his skin darkened in a Singapore clinic and commit 100% to being this guy.
Critically acclaimed Australian actor Kirk Lazarus underwent a controversial procedure in order to play the platoon's African-American sergeant.
I know who I am! I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude!
Why was he Australian?
Oh, why Australian? Robert felt like he could improvise better in Australian. And he was improvising so much in the movie that I think that made a difference too.
He definitely fully inhabits this character, but it could have been very offensive.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In fact, it should have been extremely offensive.
Well, obviously, our intent was never to make it offensive. To me, it was really important that it was clear that we were satirizing the actors in this movie and the lengths that actors go to, and also, you know, playing roles that they shouldn't play or going farther than they should in wrong-headed moves to try to gain credibility as an actor.
There is another actor in the troupe, Brandon T. Jackson, who plays a young, famous hip-hop star. He really goes after the Robert Downey Jr. character.
For your information, my revenue stream currently generates $2 million a year in charitable contributions for my community.
Hot damn.
And why am I in this movie? Maybe I just knew I had to represent. because they had one good part in for a black man. They gave it to Crocodile Dundee.
I mean, he doesn't get a break. The Robert Downey Jr. character.
Oh, yeah, no, intentionally. I mean, that was really important to us. There was always a real black guy there saying, like, what are you doing? This is ridiculous.
There are people who think you have crossed the line with one running joke of the movie, and that has to do with your character's previous bomb of a movie called Simple Jack, where he played a mentally challenged person, and right. his cynical desire was that he hoped that would get him an Oscar.
Right.
The chairman of the Special Olympics and a rather large coalition of disabilities groups have condemned what they've seen of the script, saying it's making fun of the mentally challenged. And
yeah, no, I mean, I totally respect his right to have that opinion. I think it's unfortunate he hasn't seen the movie, so that what he's criticizing is out of context. And for me, it was very clear, as it was with the Downey character, to make sure that within the context of the movie, we were satirizing actors and the lengths actors go to. And the movie, within the movie, is rightfully condemned by critics and audiences alike as a really bad movie. So,
Simple
Jack
critics
is condemned by critics as, you know, being one of the worst movies of all time.
Well, one thing I'm guessing you didn't really worry about was offending studio heads.
The poor studio heads. Nobody cares about them.
Well, considering the worst, the most evil character in the whole movie is, and he's got some competition there. And this is Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Not a starring role.
Yeah, no.
Just for someone who hasn't seen the movie.
Right.
What's the kind of things this character says?
When these drug runners call up with a ransom call, because they've kidnapped my character, they call my character's agent. And the studio head just grabs a phone from the agent and basically tells the drug runner what he's going to do to him, how he's going to... I can't go into the language on the radio, but basically, yeah, it's a very intimidating shouting call with a lot of expletives that leaves the scary drug runner guy speechless and a little bit scared.
And you've seen people like this.
Oh, sure. I think, you know, I think we've all been part of it if you're in this business. And, you know, the whole idea of this movie is making fun of ourselves and making fun of how seriously the movie business can take itself and how seriously actors and studios and all of it, you know, and how silly it all can be.
Ben Stiller's new movie, he stars and directs, is Tropic Thunder. It opens today.